Good morning and welcome to this week's edition of Health Matters, our weekly talk with Dr. Chris Cochran from the Baxter Health Cochran Internal Medicine Clinic at Mammoth Spring. Good morning, Dr. Cochran.
Hey, good morning.
Glad you could get out with all the snow.
Oh, absolutely. Wouldn't miss it for the world.
And what are we going to talk about today?
I want to put together a few things today about some diabetic updates, some things that people might not know that they can do or that are an issue. And so the first thing I wanted to talk about is something that is changing the way that diabetics do their life, and it's changing it for the better. They're called continuous glucose monitors, or CGMs. There's a couple of companies that make them, what they are is a little, looks kind of like a little white button, and they put them on the back of their arm, and it's got a little bit of a battery to it, and it's a little bit of a needle, but just very slightly under the skin. Very comfortable, and they send a signal to either your smartphone, or if you still have a flip phone, that they'll give you a little handheld device, and this thing monitors your glucose 24/7 all the time. You can see your sugar 1,000 times a day with no finger sticks. You don't have to poke your finger anymore. I have never put one of those things on a patient where the patient's diabetes did not improve, because they see in real time when they go to Olive Garden and eat a giant bowl of spaghetti, they see what their sugar does, and so they stop doing quite so much like that. They pay more attention to the things that they're putting in their body, and no more finger sticks. And so over the years, we've had so much trouble, and I don't blame you. If you don't want to poke your finger, that's just miserable. And do it 2 or 3 times a day, that's just awful. And we flippantly ask our patients to do that, and we have been for years. I don't do it anymore. I do everything I can to get the insurance company to get them one of these products. And most people really do like them. The only people I haven't had that like them are sweaty workers, like loggers and hairy people. They have to do a little bit extra to get that button to stick on it, but most people, they really do like them. So that's revolutionary, and I'm really glad those have come out, and you should hit your doctor up for getting one of those if you have type 1 or type 2 diabetes.
Now, is it something that the insurance is pretty easy to get to purchase for that patient?
It depends on the service, obviously, but they're getting better. Like most things, when they first come out, nobody covers it at all, but they're getting better and better because they realize that their dynamics look better because their patients are healthier. So the second thing I wanted to talk about is some new insulins that we have out there. I had a patient the other day that we switched her to this new kind of insulin, and she really was nervous about it because she was on twice a day insulin, and so she was on about 40 units twice a day of one of the insulins that's a twice a day insulin. We switched her to one of the new once a day insulins and said, okay. Just it's 1-to-1, so just do 80 units all at once. And she said, I'm not injecting myself with 80 units of insulin all at one time. That will kill me. And so we had to sit down with her and say, no, these new insulins are pretty fancy. The basal insulin that you've been doing twice a day, it's an up and down thing. That when you give yourself that second shot, it's starting to wear off. But this stuff, if you give yourself these new once a day insulins, if you'll give them at the same time every day, you have a nice steady state of basal insulin. And it's one shot. It's taken one more. I hate shots. I hate giving them to people, and I don't like getting shots. And so one more shot that we can eliminate for folks. And so if your doctor prescribes one of these and you're like, I'm not giving myself 100 units of insulin at one time, it's okay. It's safe. It's very slow acting, slow release. It soaks into your body in a very timely manner, and it won't hurt you. So be sure and do that.
Well, it's almost like a time release.
Well, you know, we've had time-released insulins for a long time, Lantus and some of those. They are a 12-hour, so they're usually twice a day shots for folks because you know they start to wear off, and that basal insulin level that you need all the time to keep the sugar regulated when you're not eating, that level comes down, and so those are twice a day insulins, and now the new ones are once a day. They really truly are once a day insulins. So the last thing I wanted to talk about is we were talking about this a little bit earlier. I have patients that come in my office and they're skinny as a rail, and they tell me that they have type 2 diabetes, and I just look at them, I go, it can't be, and it usually isn't. And so type 2 diabetes, as we may understand, is an insulin sensitivity issue that we usually get when we get heavier. That's why some ladies get diabetes when they get pregnant. That's why when we get older and fatter, we get more diabetes shows up. But if you're thin, a thin person, even skinny, and your doctor or your provider has told you they have type 2 diabetes, you need to get another opinion, or you need to dig into that, because there is a third type of diabetes where adults will get it, and unlike the type 1 diabetes of youth, where the pancreas cells just quit making insulin all of a sudden. This is a real insidious process where the insulin making cells of the pancreas very slowly start to die, and so the sugar starts to creep up. It's called LADA, or latent autoimmune diabetes of the adult, LADA. And I'm seeing it more and more as I practice. And so if you're a skinny person and you're taking all these diabetes medicines for type 2 diabetes and they're not doing you much good, there's a decent chance that you might have LADA. The treatment for LADA, sadly, is the same as it is for type 1 diabetes. We'll put one of those CGMs on you that I mentioned before, and it's insulin therapy only. That's all we can really do for it.
Very interesting. So they continue to make strides.
Absolutely, absolutely. I've been doing this long enough that we don't see those poor people losing their feet and going blind and all that stuff like we used to as much. We still see that, sadly, but we're doing a lot better job on taking care of the diabetic patient.
All right, that's Dr. Chris Cochran with this week's edition of Health Matters, presented by Baxter Health, Cochran Internal Medicine Clinic in Mammoth Spring. Be sure and join us again next week, same time, for Health Matters. And don't forget, if you missed a portion of this week's show or last week's show, you can always go to our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com, and listen to it there. That's ecomnewsnetwork.com. And thank you for joining us for this week's edition of Health Matters.